Welcome back, and we're going to talk about a choice of two paths. There are two paths we can take to feeling that we truly matter. The most common way used by the large majority of society is by seeking the applause and approval of others. If other people embrace me, like me, and praise me, it gives me a sense of worth. It is proof that I matter. This is what I call beginning without, meaning that I affirm my value from people and things outside of me. The second way to come to knowing that we truly matter is through developing a deep understanding and belief that within me lies a unique purpose, which I was put on this earth for, and that every moment that I breathe, God is reminding me of this purpose and that I matter. Now, whether you do or don't applaud me, and whether I have or have not yet begun fulfilling my purpose, my inherent value hasn't diminished. This is what I call beginning within. It is of utmost importance for every single one of us that we fully understand, in the most nuanced way possible, the difference between these two approaches to accepting ourselves. Knowing that we matter and that our existence is indispensable. The reason why it's so important to understand the difference between these two approaches is because they define the way we approach almost everything in life. And they ultimately determine our quality of our life. As we understand this more, we will see how these two approaches define how we think, what we say, and how we behave in every situation we are in. One fundamental difference between getting our self-worth from without versus getting our self-worth from within is the level of our confidence and security. When we're constantly seeking acceptance and our self-worth from others, we ensure that we remain insecure and self-conscious. Being that we are depending on others who are out of our control, we have no way of securing our self-worth, and so we constantly feel insecure. We almost become very self-conscious. I mean, we actually become very self-conscious as we measure everything people say and do to us, as to whether it fulfills our inherent need of self-worth or it takes it away. This leads us to constantly needing other people to give us attention, approval of our importance, and tell us how good we are. Why? Because we don't feel our own self-worth or accept ourselves, and therefore need constant approval from the world around us, telling us that we're good. The moment we stop hearing this from the world around us, we once again become desperate and seek out attention and approval. Our constant dependence on others to feel secure demonstrates how weak we are on our own. Seeking our self-worth from without actually makes us very weak people. We don't hold the reins on our own life. Others do. A secure person is the exact opposite. We aren't self-conscious. Why? Because we don't depend on what others think, or think about how worthy we are. We don't need others to tell us how good we are. We don't need others to applaud us, nor do we rely on others for their compliments to know our inherent value. Our own self-worth and acceptance comes from within. It comes from us knowing that God has created us and constantly gives us life because God puts us here for a purpose. When someone insults us or when someone compliments us, it does not have an overwhelming impact on our emotional state because our inherent need to know that we are acceptable and worthy doesn't come from without. We will surely pay attention to compliments and insults to see what we can learn from them about ourselves for the future. Feedback is a fantastic thing. However, we don't personalize them. This is the most powerful way of living because we are not dependent on things and people which are all out of our control. We are only dependent on the one thing which is within our control, and that is ourselves. This makes us strong and powerful people who are independent. This is because we hold the reins of our own life. The difference between the secure and insecure person shows when a situation arises where someone has to take responsibility. A secure person rises like a lion to fulfill the purpose in that, their purpose in that situation. An insecure person will not always rise up. It will depend on whether it will add or take away from the approval of the people around them. This scenario perfectly demonstrates how an insecure person is very weak, because even in a situation where they can make a difference, they will choose to safeguard their sense of self-worth over doing what they should be doing. A secure person makes their decision based on only one thing. What is the correct thing for me to do? A secure person responds to the objective reality of what's going on. The insecure person responds to their subjective reality of how people will perceive them. If you've ever been disappointed by a leader or a politician who hasn't risen to the occasion, you now understand on a deeper level why they haven't. They are insecure and won't step into a role that is not popular. This is why one of the attributes of a real leader is one who will step into responsibilities if they are the correct thing to do, irrelevant of whether it's popular or not. This is also the reason why we get so inspired from such rare leaders. We see in them what we yearn to have within ourselves, independent self-acceptance and self-worth. The truth is that we are all leaders. We are the leaders of our lives, of our families and friends. The more secure we make ourselves, the stronger our relationships become and the healthier our children become. And we will understand this more and more as we go through this course further and further.